O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me. You bloodthirsty men, they speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them, and I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, as I was reading these words. The Lord was reminding me that there are many in the body of Christ that do not have spiritual vision because they don't ask. They perceive with their natural mind and then they walk in that natural understanding. And like the Galatians, they were a little bit foolish. St. Paul told the Galatians, well, you've started with the Holy Spirit and you started with eyes that could see and ears that could hear and a heart to perceive His Spirit. Jesus was proclaiming that the Spirit of the Lord is upon Him. I would like you to make a bold statement tonight and declare it with me. Say, the Spirit of the Lord,
Spirit of the Lord
is upon me. Because He has anointed me. Try it on. To preach the good news to the poor.
He has sent me
to proclaim freedom
to the prisoners
and recovery of sight. If I was blind, I want to see. And to release the oppressed. And it starts with me.
Any oppressive thing
that has robbed me
of my relationship with my Father God,
I ask that you would burn it out tonight.
Any offensive way
that is still a part of my life,
I ask that you would wash it away
with the living water,
not just the natural water.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Revelations 22:2. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. In the scripture, trees represent people. Hands would be your leaves. And when you lay hands on the sick, the results are what? Healing to whom? Healing to whom? Just the French people, period. Well, that would be my version. Oh no, only the Irish qualify. Because they live closer to heaven than anyone else. In case you don't know, when they did the research and took pictures of the earth, they found something quite surprising. The Irish are the closest to the heavens. That landmass is higher than the rest of us. In fact, if you could level off the oceans, believe it or not, we probably would all be underwater. Or very close to it. And Ireland would be by 5 times its normal size.
You say, wait a minute, what are you trying to tell us?
I'm telling you that the winds of God are keeping us and holding us by His observance of who we are, about the whole galaxy. It's not an accident that it's running smoothly. How many know there's a few sun flares that have happened? And a few more to come. But I am saying this. It will affect many things. And there may be more.
The Lord said in His Word that everything that needed to be shaken would be shaken. But if you don't use your leaves for the healing of the nations, that's the nationalities. Yeah, it includes the Italians. If you're from Puerto Rico, it might include you. I don't know. You'll have to check with the Lord. If you're from any place in the earth, you belong to Him. And you're special. God put you together in your mother's womb, and He didn't reject you, such as the case may be. And tonight, as I was pressed to put that bowl of water there, I found my mouth speaking. How many know when you open your mouth, God, sometimes God can use it and you don't even comprehend what came out? And what came out of my mouth is, we're going to put that table in the outer court. And I thought, oh my God, you're right, Lord. The outer court had the laver in it. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
What was it for? Yeah. You know, I don't like dictating to people because I don't think it's a right thing to do because you're all His sheep. But I can only say that as the Lord leads you, as we go forth in this service tonight, He wants to heal you. I've got a whole list of scriptures about healing. But you know what? He wants to heal you. It's Him and you. It's not you listening to a preacher. Because God, you don't need another preacher. You got Him on TV. You got Him on radio. You got Him in books. You got Him everywhere. You know what you need? You need a relationship with the one that said, I love you.
Amen.
That's what you need. You don't need me. I'm a pain in the butt sometimes.
Amen.
There you go. See, at least the saints agree. Yeah, because you know what? I'm trying to remind you that you can't have it your way all the time. If I can't have it my way, you can't have it your way either. We're here to please the one who created us. We're here to do what He calls us to do. Not a ritual from week to week. We came here to celebrate Him, not me. If you did, good heavens, break out the birthday cake. But you know what? It's not my birthday. It's wonderful to celebrate. But you know, if you celebrate the one who gave up His life to give you life, to give up His flesh to pay for your mistakes, that's pretty incredible. He says, by His stripes we were
healed.
Okay, how many need healing? I want to show hands. How many need healing? Thank you. It's available. And when you come to that table tonight, and you obey, if you haven't obeyed already, obey. Don't do it my way. Do it His way. You say, well, I already washed my hands. I'm already clean. Try it again. How about your spiritual hands? How about those leaves? To release healing to who? You! Not everybody else. You! You start. You lay hands on yourself. Get healing to operate in you, and then you can give it out. Some people say, oh, I can go out and lay hands on everybody, and everybody gets healed. I got news for you. If you aren't healed, don't try to heal somebody else. You know why? Because if you believe that it happened to you, you'll have faith for them. There was a bunch of guys who had a paraplegic. He was laid out on some kind of a rack. And they busted the roof to get to Jesus. Some of you wouldn't even bust down the door. And I am picking on you. You know what you've got? You've got the door of your own heart to open up to let Him in. Open up. Ask for the Lord to give you an open heaven. I know I'm preaching right now, and I'm picking on you a little bit. But if you go out of here different than you walked in, then I did my job.
And if I irritated you a little bit, praise God, forgive me quickly. I'm serious. You know? Not too long ago, I was watching a funeral procession. And they were all coming out of church. And they were all boo-hooing. And I thought, oh my God, Lord, what's wrong? And he says, Kim, they're not crying for the one who died. And I thought, okay. He said they were having an emotional fit because they're not ready.
Amen.
Yeah. My son was talking to his cousin. And his cousin is 10 years younger than him. And actually 10 years younger than me, I should say. And they've known each other since obviously many years. And they were talking about business, and he's in business, and blah, blah, blah. To make a long story short, he said, well, 20 years from now, I'm going to do this. And he was talking about a big machine we called a bucket loader. And Rick turned around and he says, you know what? He says, in 20 years, maybe you'll be in the bucket. And his cousin reflected and said, oh my God, I'll be 82. Oh. Maybe I will be in the bucket. Is he ready? I'm telling you something tonight. I'm asking you to consider if you're all struggling for the natural realm or the realm that you'll live in for eternity. It's up to you.